questions for Coach Christian. I imagine tail two different, completely different hats for your team. And they, Georgia Tech started hitting shots, and that kind of changed the balance of the game, it seemed like.
Yeah, with the first half, we gave them, you know, out of their offense, we weren't giving them any layups. We did a great job taking away some of that. And the second half, we completely stopped. You know, it's been tough for us. It's always a problem when the defense goes away from us. Lack of communication, broke down sometimes. They executed much better. But you can't shoot the ball the way we had. You know, they missed a lot of easy opportunities, but so did we in the first half. And you can't shoot the ball like that on the road and expect to win.
Seemed particularly in the interior, the Lambert was giving you trouble, your guys trouble.
I thought we did a great job on the first half. I thought limited his touches. You know, he only had a couple putbacks, and then they kind of got him loose on some ball screen action where we did a bad job at the point of the ball screen, and then he's really good at finding those little windows, and it wasn't really post play. He's a really good player. He's going to score. And that's what I told our team at halftime. They're going to score. I mean, you're not going to miss that many shots, but we needed to improve our offense, and we didn't.
You got some looks offensively, but just couldn't seem to hit, especially from outside.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, it's, you know, we had some guys really shooting the ball well coming in. We've been a funny team, man. You know, the other night we scored the ball really well, didn't guard well. Tonight we guarded pretty well, and couldn't score the ball, so a little snake bit.
Is Jackson, does he kind of present a matchup problem for you?
He's a very strong guard, you know what I mean? And we knew he was going to drive. Like, towards the end of the first half, he really started driving the ball, and that's what we talked about at halftime, that he's going to drive the ball. He's going to get the ball in the wing, and he's going to power drive it to the middle of the floor. And he started the second half doing it, I think, two or three times. Got him going. He's a good post-up guard, and so in that area, he's a little bit of a matchup problem for us. We don't have a big guard like that, but he played really well.
They went really small for Georgia Tech for a final 17 minutes or so. With the
big 44s out there, that's not very small.
Yeah,
he takes away, now I understand, in my opinion now, I don't know if there's another player in the league that can dictate the terms of the game on both sides of the floor. Because he takes away everything at the front of the rim. We did a really poor job of jumping into his body in the first half. We tried to avoid him and go around him, and that's when they won the game. And that's what he does. There's a lot of great players in this league, but he really does an unbelievable job on both sides. He scores, and he takes what makes up for all the mistakes in the back. We got the ball on top of the basket a lot, and he does a great job at that. And I think it's underrated what he's done at that part of both sides of the floor. They run stuff through him on offense, but it's not the offense. There's a lot of guys who score. He really does an unbelievable job taking away the rim and all the mistakes. He makes up for all the mistakes around the basket. So you have to be able to finish that. That's why they're winning. My opinion. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.